As the COVID-19 pandemic appears to be fading away, the emotional impact remains strong, and some people don't know what to do or how to feel after 15 months of dealing with a global health crisis. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Ann Arbor psychologist, University of Michigan professor, and author, Dr. Robert Pasek, to help us deal with what's happening in our minds after over 15 months of trying to protect our physical health. Thanks for talking to us, Dr. Pasek.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
Do you think there's confusion on how people are feeling or what we even should be feeling?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's confusion, and also I see a high anxiety among people about what is okay to do and what is not okay to do. We're getting a lot of conflicting messages from the media. The new virus is coming, and you don't worry about it because you have a vaccine, but we don't know.
So, right.
I think that people are still pretty anxious. That's one of the emotions that I see.
And how do you deal with that? Any recommendations?
Well, I think not relying too much on the press, but also talking to other people. I think that with the big danger gone, people are starting to get back together. And first it's maybe one couple or one person, and then it's more, and then you go out to a Morgan in York or a bar or whatever, and each time you go out, you say, yeah, okay, this is okay. So I think, like in any anxiety, there's something called, exposure therapy, which is like expose yourself a little bit to the thing you're afraid. And then if you get through that, go on to the next step until you're, kind of back to normal. So I think we're all sort of practicing exposure therapy,
right.
Seeing how things are going. And you used a term a while back, peek around the corner. I think that's what people are doing. I like that term.
Yeah, it's like, what is okay to do? And as you said, we get a lot of conflicting information. And also, I'm wondering if there's some component of, for 15 months, a lot of people stayed home and didn't go anywhere, and they got to ease back into it.
Well, I think there's going to be, some post-stress PTSD. PTSD. And I think that also a lot of people have had the virus or know somebody or have had a parent or, a relative have it. So, and there's all this thing about, well, it's not over and when you have it, that you still can't smell or you still can't taste. Mm-hmm. And then there's the anxiety, well, how long will this last? And then there's some people fear about reactivity to the vaccine. And I myself experienced a thyroid problem, mm-hmm, as a result. I don't know if it's a result for sure, but, it certainly lines up with that. So, and that leads to people, when they hear those stories, I'm not getting that vaccine. So mm-hmm, we still have, I think in the county, we have 15% not vaccinated of adults over 60, which is pretty high, because those people are at biggest risk. So you can see one way it's good, 85% of anything is good. But then you think, well, 15% of the population, that's still a pretty big number. I don't know what the population of the county is, but you start to add that up. And then on the other end, a lot of young adults are not vaccinated, and a lot of children are not vaccinated at all because it's been not approved. And I think nobody knows, when we get back to school or into camps now, what's going to happen.
You, Dr. Robert Pasek, are big on self-awareness. You've written books about it. You teach it at the University of Michigan. But I also feel like this might be a time for self-compassion. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that's very good. I mean, I think people are getting out and doing things that are good for them. Self-compassion might mean going to the dentist after 14 months, or going to get your pedicure, and what you haven't done for a long time. Going to the to some place like a bar or a coffee shop. So those are all self-care things. Self-compassion is just to realize that this is a very hard time, unprecedented in our lives. And we have to come out of it slowly. I mean, you think about what happened after World War II. I think that ended, and people were still anxious for a long time. Are people going to get home? Is it really over? Are we going to have another attack? So I think it took people, for 3 or 4 years to get back to normal after the war, even though there was a lot of jubilation about it.
Is it really over? I think that is a question a lot of us are asking ourselves.
Exactly. And, we don't know for sure. I mean, what's the next thing that's going to hit? And at the same time, not so much in Michigan, which is now becoming a good destination place for people because of our weather. People are suffering from, you know, extreme heat. And so one thing comes after another, fires, extreme heat. And I think what in the world is going on? I almost used a bad word there. But, you know, I think that the underlying things like global warming, politics, we, you know, tried to put a voting bill through and it was blocked. And so, you know, we're anxious about, well, what's going to be the next election. So I just think that anxiety is strong, even though people are also joyous and happy to be back. Seeing old friends, I saw my two friends, Mike Cole and Mike Durgis, last week for the first time. We had worked closely together, but for the first time in 14 months, we actually sat down. We used to do it once a month. So we were really happy to see each other. But of course, we all shared our stories of what had happened over the year.
Well, at this time, too, I feel like new social issues are being created, like mask shaming, which is kind of reversed from not wearing a mask. And now sometimes people are getting a hard time for wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Our county is pretty well educated and pretty, well informed. And I don't think there's too much of that going on here. Things are worse, I think, in the South, where there's a real divide. I think that our state has been pretty good about having everybody on the same page. I mean, some people are angry at our governor. I've heard, you know, I was sitting in a doctor's office the other day, and I heard two people, you know, really going after the governor. But I think in the most case, in our county and your listening audience, there's not that much shaming going on. You hear about these stories of people going crazy on an airplane, but, you know, those are for the press to pick up. It's not a normal thing for people to happen.
I know someone who does manicures, and she is now dealing with the fact that she had to touch people. They stayed open for the most part when they could. And she's like, I had to touch people during a pandemic. And now she's still wearing a mask. And she is saying some clients are coming in and looking at her like, why are you wearing a mask? We don't have to anymore. I guess that's the kind of situation I'm talking about.
Well, I think that people in those situations wore a mask before. So, you know, they always work in an unsafe environment. So, and that leads to another thing that I want to talk about is the stress on our medical community.
Yes, definitely.
People are still having a difficulty. You hear reports of people who are in the hospital and the nurses are burned out. Mm-hmm. I think particularly the aides are burned out. They're not making much money and they have to work very hard, and some of them have to work two jobs. So, you know, I think when people go into doctors and they've been doing, I think the telemedicine actually has helped, made it less stressful for some of the doctors. And I read something today that 85% of the people want to continue using telemedicine. Mm. That's a major change in our society. Yeah. So it's one of them that we see, and I think there's going to be many others. For example, people have to make choices. Do they want to go back to the office or not? I'm in my office today, but it's like I'm going back once a week and then doing the rest on telemedicine. So, just doing Zoom with my clients. And some people want to come back, but not that many. They found that it's nice to come and see me and not have to drive, you know, an hour each other way because they're busy. And so it's 1 hour with me instead of three, you know, so that's good for people.
But don't you miss that in-person energy? Or the cues you might see from looking at each other?
I was with somebody who I had been talking to, and I never met the person. And it was energizing. It was fun. But do I need to see him every time? No, I got that energy, and we could check in and, you know, maybe see each other every third time or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's what there's going to be major changes. And some of that is less stress. The other one that's less stress is because a third of the people or whatever are home, the highways are better.
Right.
So we're not, you know, traffic is not bad, which causes stress. Yeah. So I think there's some positives that have come out of this, and I think we'll see over time that our society has changed. Some are good, some are bad. I think a bad one is we all got used to using things like Amazon and delivery from Walmart and whatever. And so I think the small stores were really hit, and I'm not sure whether they're going to come back because the ease of getting things on your porch and the ease of using those nice websites. Even though you want to support the local store, you think, I don't have time. This is easy to do. And, you know, all I need is a few things and I can find it right away and I don't have to climb the aisle. So I think we're going to see more stores closing. I don't know if you've been in Briarwood, but I saw about one third of the stores were closed and empty. And then, of course, the big Sears thing, I don't know what they're going to do with it. I think everything is going to become an Amazon warehouse, which isn't good, but it seems like the warehouses are going to be big.
Lessons learned and being okay, that's what we're striving for. And Dr. Robert Pasek, we appreciate you talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa, and continue the great job of well-being in our county. I appreciate it.